New York's network of food banks has rebranded and is operating under new leadership. The Food Bank Association of New York State is fine-tuning its mission and outreach, starting with a name change to Feeding New York State. The Albany-based not-for-profit is forging ahead under the guidance of its new executive director, Dan Egan, a former division administrator at the New York State Department of Health. In 2015, he ran in the Democratic primary run for Albany County Executive, but was defeated by incumbent Dan McCoy. Egan says he is joining Feeding New York State at a critical time.
It's a network of 9 regional food banks with over 5,000 member agencies, and we distributed over 184 million pounds of food last year. And the reason for the name change, there are really two things. One is to align with Feeding America, which is the national level food bank association. There are over 200 food banks in the United States. So there's kind of a movement nationally for everyone to name their state associations in a similar way. So, you know, there's a Feeding Pennsylvania and so forth. So that was part of it, was just aligning with our brothers and sisters in other states. The other was to just align better with our mission. You know, Food Bank Association is an okay name if you know what a food bank is, and I think most people do, but Feeding New York State really better captures what we do. There's 2.3 million New Yorkers who are hungry, and that includes 1 in 6 children.
Egan adds food banks shouldn't be confused with food pantries.
A food pantry is usually a small volunteer-run operation in a town or in a community that provides food directly to people in hunger. And then the food bank is sort of the wholesale level of that. They provide the food and some other assistance to the food pantries. That was all very well established in New York State, and all the food banks are really exceptionally well-run organizations. But at the state level, I think that the association had a visibility issue. Part of what I'm doing is just knocking on a lot of doors, calling a lot of people, just letting them know that Feeding New York State exists, that we want to be a partner with farmers, with food producers, with public agencies, with private donors to do a better job of both representing the interests of the food banks at the state level and getting more donations, sharing ideas across food banks, and we're doing all of that.
Egan notes there are a variety of ways people can help feed others who are hungry.
Please consider donating a few bucks or your time. There's volunteer from every part of every community, working in every food bank, hundreds of them. One of the things I suggest to people is think about the last time you went out to eat with your family and what did you spend, whether you went out for a slice of pizza or a nice dinner. Think about what that number is. Send it to your local food bank, and it will really do a lot. Second thing is help us out with advocacy. You know, call your state representative or your federal representative. On the federal level, ask for more support for SNAP and for WIC. And on the state level, ask them to support food banks through the Department of Health or through the Department of Environmental Conservation. We have grants with both. The third thing, I guess, is the hardest. We live in some really tough times, right? And if you look at the news in the last week or two, there's so much political turmoil, people being shot. It's awful. And I think it's vital in times like this that we don't give in to cynicism. This country's full of a lot of wonderful people. They want to help each other out, and let's all be a part of that.
Dan, where can our listeners go if they'd like to get more information?
You can follow us on the web or Facebook at feedingnys.org to get more information. We've got a little map on our website so you can see what food bank supports your area, depending on where your listeners are. Then just check out that map and then call the food bank near them to make a donation. And I just hope people understand that the need out there is tremendous. It goes from the Canadian border to Staten Island and from Montauk all the way to Chautauqua. It's everywhere. The folks who need this food are our neighbors. They're our community members.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.